Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We'll routine to call the scene to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-table. So many times we give and rhyme that our quiet on sing able. We're rock and mad in Camelot. We sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot.
Ma'am, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how do you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
Well, that's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
The Terrible! All rise for King Shazam the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table!
Awima wa, awima wa, awima wa, awima wa, awima wa, awima wa.
nothing happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our sides. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Children, what's that sound?
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hello everybody, you're listening to the Knights of the Round Table. I did a video quite some time back, actually two separate videos, one called Bombshell and one called Warning to the World. Neither one really got very many views, but there was some really good information that had the world to listen way back when, before we ever got to the point we are today, then it maybe possibly people would be speaking more common sense than they are. There's a episode going on up in Ferguson, Missouri that is not just limited to Ferguson, Missouri itself. It's actually in several different states because of law enforcement and people's view of law enforcement being basically they're not showing the restraint that people feel like they should do. Anyway, yes, few people been shot here and there by police, and it's actually come down to where now it's been turned more by the media into a race issue, that guys like Al Sharpton and folks that run in his crowd are running around basically race baiting individuals and getting them riled up. Well, it's going to come a time, and I believe we're right there on the precipice of the time that there's going to be a tipping point. And once it starts, it will domino clear across the United States and then some. Of course, if you've ever been listening to any of the American media out there, you'll hear things about the border being wide open. And it got me echoing there, guys. Kill your mic, please. Kill your... Thank you. Sorry about that. Anyway, so you've heard things about the border crisis down there where people are coming from different countries across the border illegally, and all kinds of different things are going on with that. You've heard about the deal going on up there in Ferguson that I just got through talking about. It's just like I said in those videos, that things would begin to escalate as far as the mainstream media is reporting. You would actually start hearing on a daily basis more and more and more, just overwhelming the American people and actually the world as general, because we're not just talking about what's going on over in Ferguson, Missouri, or what's going on down next to the border states or the border states of Canada. We're talking about the crisis over in the Middle East where, you know, all these things are going on over there, and then the deal between Russia and basically the other people in the world and the Chinese and all the different current events going on in the world. If you sit down and you listen to the mainstream media and then you get out there on the alternative media and you watch all this kind of stuff, you would be under the impression that all heck is fixing to break loose. And all it needs is a firecracker. All it needs is a match to that can of gas. And if you watched all the conspiracy theories and you watched all the different things about secret societies and taking over the world and one world government and all that kind of stuff, and you watched everything that was being played out on the mainstream media, and you watched, listened to all the different alternative medias, the view you would get of the world is that doomsday is at hand. And so I'm trying to say something, but I don't know exactly how to say it without sounding like I'm repeating myself. We got to do something as humans. Not every white person was a slave owner. Not every white person was a racist. Not every black person was a bad person. Not every Muslim was a bad person. And the majority of all of us sitting around the Knights of the Round Table and out there in the world today would be in agreement with that. Small little pockets of people who distorted religious beliefs for their own personal gain or whatever. Small little pockets of racist individuals, you know, calling themselves the Ku Klux Klan or the neo-Nazi skinheads or whatever. These aren't representative of all the people. These aren't representative of the majority of the individuals that I come in contact with on a daily basis out here on the World Wide Web. I talk to people from Russia, I talk to people from Australia and Canada and Scotland and Ireland, and these are not the mainstream people. And you would think that somewhere in that mix, I would come across, if it was as bad as everything is told to be by the mainstream media, and there was a massive racist movement going on, you would think that I would run into more people from more nations that hate each other for their own separate beliefs. Do you want to kill me because I'm a Christian, or do I want to kill you because you're black, or whatever, you know? I don't see this from every average Joe out there. So, where do we go from there, you know? Are we standing on the edge and just ready to be going over into the abyss, the point of no return where we can't... We can't stop this thing? If these individuals up here who were in this particular video that I posted in the chat room over at Shaziz and awakeradio.com, they're talking about the police being racist. If you listen closely to the words, you'll hear them saying racist cops, you know, basically go home, whatever. Not every cop is a racist. Not every cop is corrupt. There are few out there that, however misguided the system has put them to where they feel that they have this shield around them, a heavy badge or a big head where they now believe themselves to be better than the average Joe. They're there to be servants, and that's the way it was supposed to be set up. It has become a corporation-run basically armed revenue generators for the state. It hasn't, the serve and protect has no longer been there. And we in the alternative media, we see that this is going on. We see the abuses. We see the peaceful protesters being pepper sprayed or beat up or arrested for filming a public servant or whatever. We see all this stuff in the alternative media and even on the mainstream media to some point. It seems like they focus in on everything that is negative about our world. If this is allowed to stand, if this is allowed to be the tipping point here in the United States, it will not just stop in the United States. It will not stop at one particular state in itself. This will escalate. This will escalate into a race war and a literal civil war here in the United States. This is the powder keg that we're standing on. When you talk about race relations, and I've listened to all the things that are being said from both sides. I've listened to white people trying to defend themselves. You know, I've listened to white people talking about white privilege, how white people are just such bad people, you know, that we are better off than everybody else because of their color. But here in the United States, we have our supposed first black president. Some would disagree, but regardless, you hear these things, and you hear the response of the white folks that says that the black folks, if they go around to kill whitey, that they have AK-47s and all kinds of different ammunition, and the difference between our community and their community is we won't hesitate to defend our neighbor, and so on and so forth. But when statements like that are made, that paints the entire community, the black community, as one thing. It paints the entire white community as one thing. It strokes a wide brush across the entire United States. And from the outside looking in, you would think that we're just nothing but a bunch of mad men over here, mad women. It's not the case. The majority of the average Joe out here are good, hardworking individuals that would give the shirt off their back to anybody, regardless of their race, religion, or creed, or color, or whatever. Political views. Do I agree with the Democrats? No. Do I agree with the liberals? No. Do I agree with everybody out there? Do I agree with Islam? No, I don't agree. You know, I got my own views, I got my own opinions, but I don't take that opinion past the point of my own personal walk in life. I don't take that opinion to start to degrade somebody else's life. It's their life. If they want to be Muslim, let them be Muslim. Let them walk that path. As long as their path is not encroaching on my path and trying to behead me or whatever, you know, then as long as they're not doing harm to anyone else out there in this world, because we're all supposed to be here to be caretakers of one another, servants to one another, friends, family. But at the point we stand right now, as a nation here in the United States and as a world community, we stand on the edge of the abyss, the tipping point. We stand where, at any given moment, the wrong match lit in the wrong place would ripple across this entire globe. Economies would collapse and things would just get so incredibly out of hand. Starting from peaceful protests, then the government oversteps their bounds and they start to do things to the citizens that the citizens have been protesting against, and so on and so forth. One knucklehead in the crowd throws a rock. Next thing you know, you got a bullet flying. These are all common sense that should be in every single average Joe's head. You know, this warning to the world video and bombshell, that video that I did years ago, it talked about the switch from analog TV to digital TV, how things could be manipulated. You could be watching on TV a scene that wasn't really occurring. Blue screen, green screen. Anyone out there knows what that is who's been messing around with video. So your trust has to lie in whoever is delivering that message to you. And so if you're watching TV and you're seeing all this terrible stuff going on in the world, is this the real state of the world? Is this the real state of the world, what you're seeing on the internet? And it's sad that you would have to sort through all this stuff because you can't trust people to tell you because they have some sort of agenda in order to guide you the way that they want you to go. But regardless of all that stuff right there, one thing stands clear. While they're standing there putting out that information, whether it be true or false, they're pushing the entire world community closer and closer to the edge of that abyss. And once we go over that abyss, there is no turning back. There is no hope of turning back. It's like the World War III scenarios. Once the bombs drop, it's a done deal. The fat lady has sung. And there's no turning back. What you said to your brother yesterday, you can't take that back. You can apologize and try to make up for it, but you can't take it back. That person you offended or hurt, you never can take that back. You can only move forward from that point on. And from what I have seen in my own dreams and my own visions of the future of humanity on this path that we stand here today, not one single individual, including myself, is prepared to go through what I saw with my own two eyes. Not one single person on this world is ready for that kind of world. No matter how tough you think you are, no matter how brave, no matter how prepared that you believe yourself to be. Now, spiritually, you can be in line with whoever you call your creator or whoever you call your God. But physically, in this world, if we have to walk through the vision that I have seen in my head, not one of you is tough enough, and not one of you is prepared enough. So we gather here on shows like the Knights of the Round Table, and we gather on the Mad Science Show and Reality Bites and all the different shows out here for all the different networks that have come together to try to move us towards that mission, that goal of making our world a better place in some form or fashion. Helping each other out, our brothers and sisters from around the world. I don't tell you all these things about Ferguson, Missouri, and about the apocalyptic dreams and visions and situations like that to try to bring you to fear for some sort of agenda or financial gain or any kind of glory whatsoever. I tell you that because I love each and every one of you out there, and my children will be alongside your children as we walk through hell on earth. And I don't want to see your children, as I'm sure that none of you want to see my children, go through such an ordeal. So if you live near Ferguson, Missouri, then you need to be talking to people. You need to be talking to brothers and sisters around there, and you need to be preaching common sense and peace and love and trying to throw some sort of calm deal down there. You need to get the cameras on the mainstream media. You need to get the cameras on the police. You need to document this and show people in the world that if it's just a small crowd over here in the corner and then you got some insiders over here that are trying to get these people riled up to feud, when the camera's focused on that, it looks like a massive crowd. It may be a small crowd. That's the way the mainstream media can manipulate to make you think all hell is breaking loose in Ferguson, Missouri. Could potentially be, because I haven't stood in Ferguson, Missouri. I couldn't tell you whether it is or isn't happening without making a trip there myself. But when you watch it on the TV, that little screen you got, maybe some of y'all got a big screen, but whatever fits inside that, and there's a lot of people crowded in that one little area, you would think all heck was breaking loose. and the manipulation done by the mainstream media may not be something for a one world government. It may just be a financial deal for ratings to get people to watch. But either way, what they're telling the world and what they are instilling in the citizens out here is fear. Now, I got to go to my government and say, protect me, please, protect me. I'll do whatever you say, and I'm going to hand them my guns, I'm going to hand them my rights, I'm going to hand them my freedom on a silver platter. This is bigger than some little riot in Ferguson, Missouri. This is bigger than one little individual that has been offended or killed. This is bigger than what's going on in New York, bigger than what's going on at the borders, bigger than what's going on in Russia, bigger than what's going on in Canada and Australia and all the different points of the globe. This is bigger. This is worldwide. This is global. If we don't get our act together, if we can't get our neighbors to start understanding and practicing common sense and keeping their eyes open, then it's going to keep on going closer and closer to that edge of that abyss. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not fear, but it's common sense. Once you go over that cliff, there is no turning back. It's a one-way path straight to the bottom. I love the people of this world, my brothers and sisters from around the globe. I have met friends after friends after friends, from Facebook to YouTube to Scotty Sovereigns on the Land, Awake Radio, all the different people that you hear all these hosts talk about all the time. Good-hearted individuals, and we go through their troubles together, some of them not feeling well. Some of them in process of learning and getting educated on certain subjects so that they can go out and make their way in the world and help people out. If we move forward with common sense, decency, and honor and love, there is an acronym to the word life itself. Write it down. If you got a pencil in front of you, write down, spell the word life. Life is a four-letter word. Love is a four-letter word. And if you ever wanted to know the meaning of life, the acronym for the word life itself says it all. Write down on your L, love. Write down on your I, is. Write down on your F, for. And write down on your E, for is ever. Love is forever. That's the true meaning of life. The rest of it is death, stupidity, and chaos. And a waste of what we could have done with this beautiful globe that we've all been gifted in our life. I hope that something I said resonates across this world. I hope that somebody else gets up and says some amazing speech to the right crowd at the right time before the powder keg goes off. Because the moment we go over that cliff, all the things that you've seen and heard from the mainstream media about terrorists behind every bush, about one world governments and secret societies getting ready to kill us all off, about us all being rounded up and put into FEMA camps, all the things that you have heard on the mainstream media and the alternative media have become now a self-fulfilled prophecy by the entirety of humanity of the world. We stand at the crossroads here in this point in time. This is our chance. This is our chance to shine. This is our chance to take us off of that path. if you got words of inspiration, if you got a voice and you can sing like an angel, if you're a good cook, a carpenter, now's the time to use that gift. If you're a pastor out there, instead of feeding into the fear, you better start uplifting the soul. Because once this happens, it's a done deal. So anyway, I've been joined by a couple of the knights. Do you guys have any comments on what I just said?
I can understand how the racial war itself, as someone would put it, would escalate. But I don't think it's going to be a permanent thing. I don't think it's going to be that long. Basically, as we pull together to try to hold our nation together and people start learning, we start to realize that we need to pull together. And also, I mean, you look at like Iran and Iraq. Basically, you found these people say, I don't know you. I don't know your kids. Your kids don't know me. And if I don't know you, I can't hate you. And that message needs to be spread amongst all of us. Basically, I've had so many times where I've seen I could count on black people where I couldn't count on white people. So, I mean, I even kicked two white girls out of my house to let a black man in. They said, I ain't going to spend a night in this house with that blah, blah, blah. And I says, oh, well, there's the door. And Junior's jaw dropped and his eyes popped, you know. And the girls talked amongst themselves for a second. One of them didn't want to go. She didn't care, but the other one did. But she didn't want to let go of her friend, so they left. Yeah, there is prejudice. Prejudice is basically stupidity.
Yeah, but Muddy, that is not the majority.
I know. This black man came at a time later on. And when we was having a hard time keeping the business open and the doors open because I'd helped too many people. And I didn't know that after I got him away from all the things that the monkeys on his back and such, he brought us a van load of food. And he had started a food ministry. And, I mean, sometimes the food wasn't all that great. But I tell you what, you had a lot to eat for a few days, and you better hurry up and eat it. And, you know, and what he would do, he'd have to give me a hug every time. He said, you're my brother from another mother. You saved my life. And basically, all I did was help him and talk to him and get him off a bad road. But that saved his life, he said. I've been in neighborhoods where, you know, they were like, what are you doing here, Whitey? But the prejudice was already there. I've been in jail with a whole bunch
Back up to what you just said right there.
But people understand.
Buddy.
People understand. When you talk to them decent, you sit there and you talk to them, you give them respect, they understand.
Let's back up to what you just said there. The prejudice was already there. Where did that prejudice come from? Where did that...
from their parents, their grandparents, their whole deal, all the way on down. But I had to address that issue where I was. And basically, you know, I sang the blues and I sang stuff and I just, everywhere I was trying to, you know, I was just trying to help people. And they started realizing. And the main deal is, nobody could touch me because somebody else was there to straighten it out. And, you know, it was a piece of cake. I do believe that love conquers all. One of the cool things would be, hey, buy a pizza, man. Bring it down to where they're protesting and smile. Wear a shirt that says, make love, not war.
Well, that's kind of what I'm trying to. That's kind of what I'm trying to point out there, Muddy. You know, I understand that there's been a lot of things go on in history, and I don't want to put out as if we got an apocalyptic scenario and this is a one time only deal. It's a It's a work in progress. Thomas Jefferson said the price for freedom is eternal vigilance, and there's a whole lot to be said about that particular statement. But if all you see on TV is this side and that side of the story, depending on where your political leanings are, and then the next thing you know, you've got a black man in a white neighborhood, and he's the only black man in a white neighborhood, and he looks suspicious, and then, you know, it went all the way back to the whole Trayvon Martin deal, or the guy that was supposedly the neighborhood watch guy ends up shooting Trayvon, and then there was a controversy on whether Trayvon beat him up or whatever. You know, these are all because of stigmas that have been put on all the different races, whether races and religion, that have been put on by an outside force. The mainstream media, the alternative media, parents. You know, parents raising their children up with the views that they have that perpetuate this. This is a never-ending cycle of hate and violence. And that at this point in time, with all the things that we've got going on in the world, if you take and lend any credence to what the mainstream media is saying, and if you lend any credence to what the alternative media is saying, we have a worldwide problem. Now, could it go on for years and just be pockets? Yeah, it has done all that. It's done that already. It's been doing all that. But if the right domino at the right time tips, Russia accidentally fires a nuke off over in Europe, or China does something, or America does something, there's our tipping point for World War III. There's our tipping point for the race wars. If
you're saying if one KKK dude goes out there with a machine gun, mows a mob down,
yeah,
and decides to start it,
well, that's what I'm saying. There are people out there in this world that are mentally disturbed,
and the media probably wouldn't let them know that he was a KKK member, just to push it out there, worst case scenario, and everything got all crazy.
Well, according to
that one guy is going to die, and if somebody tries doing the opposite, more than likely, if you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword. This can't live. A house divided by itself cannot stand.
And that's why I say those folks out there that we call each other awake, because we are actually paying attention to what's going on in the world, and we're scrutinizing the media. We're scrutinizing the alternative media. We are asking the tough questions.
Of what I'm getting to. We know that Sandy Hooks was nothing but a play, and that the state of Connecticut said that that county had no shootings in that whole month. Basically, not no shootings, but no deaths in that month. And it's been played out there. And they know that our president sat up there and showed a crocodile cheer. They're realizing this because they've seen it. People are waking up more and more. And the more the media starts playing this game, the more the media and the lizard heads are going to be brought down.
Well,
basically, right now we've got Liberty, the Liberty Alliance, the National Liberty Alliance, going out there, and they have already served pretty much all the judges, the papers of everything that they could find. That where they've basically set people free that were murderers. All the injustice, all the crime that they've committed, and we're taking them with common law. And the common law states that that we, the people, are number one. The judge is second, and he really has no authority during a common law court. Just you got to be careful what's said in court, not giving them permission.
Well, yeah, I understand, and I agree with all that you have said right there. But
it's all being taken down.
If you look,
so many things are going on, not just this, and the people are watching, and they are learning, and they are waking up.
If you look,
we just need to spread the message with a little bit more vigor. That's all.
I agree, but if you look at the mentality of the individuals that are portrayed on the mainstream media, these folks are not very bright. They're pushing at the cops. They're calling all cops racist, which some are going to take offense to, and some probably are racist. And eventually, push comes to shove, one side or another, somebody's going to throw the wrong rock. And when that happens, it's going to escalate. And then everybody who's on the side of, I believe that Michael Brown was innocent, or I believe that the cop was innocent, are going to stand their ground. And now you got brother against brother, sister against sister, mother against mother, so on down the line. You got communities against communities standing up, and when the wrong person, white person, walks into the black community that would normally welcome him or her with open arms, then suddenly they have a bullseye on them. This is what I'm trying to say. It's not just one. Take a step back and look at what's going on. I firmly believe that we are being set up. As American people, that we are being set up for just such an emergency. If you look into all the things about the FEMA camps and the Patriot Act and all the different National Defense Authorization Act, everything that's been set into place, there are stories of guillotines out there, for Pete's sake.
Yeah. All right?
Well, regardless.
No stories either.
All right, but regardless. Regardless of fact or fiction, the information's out there, minds are ticking, people are getting afraid, people are getting angry at the situation, such as Obamacare and the illegal alien crisis at the border and all these different things, all these different powder kegs, the Bundy Ranch and everything that's going on in the United States and things that are happening over in Canada and Australia. You had a while back here a news story come on there about the Australians coming out there to intercept the Russians. You had the Russians moving in on Ukraine. You had things, the Russians getting over on Canada and the Chinese and the Russians doing this and that. And all the different, whether it be media truth or media propaganda, people are hearing that. People are putting themselves on the side of what they believe in. The lines are being drawn. All it will take, hold on a second, all it will take is one match on that tank of gas. And that's the match that we're trying to blow out before the idiots of this world turn this world inside out. You see?
I don't think it's going to take one match. I think it's going to take the media.
Well, the mainstream media...
And the media, we already know what the media is.
The mainstream media should be run out of town on a rail. People should, if they don't agree with the doggone media and Hollywood portraying everything or degrading people's beliefs or whatever, if you don't believe what the TV's telling you, you need to shut that thing off. Sell it to somebody else. Throw your TV off in the doggone ditch. Do like the guy did on the radio show that said go stand at the window and shout, "I'm not going to take it anymore.
I'm fed up and I ain't going to take it anymore."
Justin, did you have a comment?
You're completely right that the world is awakening. I'm an avid World of Warcraft player, and there's over 30 million people worldwide that play that game. And a server consists of probably 45,000 people. And in their trade chat, where everybody can talk, everybody's talking like these shows. So every day there's 45,000 people on just one server. And there's many servers that are talking just like this. The world is awakening.
Yeah. And, you know, the scary thing about all this stuff is when you talk about, like, the World of Warcraft and all these different first-person shooter games out there, think about what's going on in people's mind, you know?
What percentage of the people do you think woke up in the World of Warcraft? What percentage?
I would say at least 83%, 84%, 85%.
We got things like the zombie apocalypse people keep talking about. We got things like the Ebola. We got things like border crisis and World War III scenarios. And the youth of today who are standing back and watching all this stuff and trying to put themselves in a position to where they just tune out the world and they go into their own fantasy world, whether it be the World of Warcraft or one of the... you know, different popular video games out there, or one of the popular sites on the internet or whatever, people are trying to get themselves, distance themselves away from all the chaos that is the information that is boggling and overwhelming their minds. In the meantime, somebody's behind the scenes. Somebody's behind...
Go ahead, Boomer.
Yeah, I've said it before on this radio show here, and I just want to say it again, because repetition sometimes, you know, it's a good thing. I'm going to talk about the mainstream media. My favorite saying was Samuel Clemens, who had been known as Mark Twain, once said, "He who does not read the newspaper uninformed. He who reads the newspaper is misinformed." And that includes the today's mainstream media. That's it. I just want to say it one more time. But sometimes somebody hears something and within time they don't get it. So that's why I keep repeating it. So eventually somebody will understand exactly what the media meant. Mainstream media is not interested in reporting the news as it happens.
I understand exactly what you're talking about, and I agree wholeheartedly. My whole deal is, you know, back during the whole Y2K episode, when everybody was talking about the computers were going to crash, I've been a computer geek since I was a kid, you know, messing around with computers, and I knew that they already had that situated before it ever got down. It wasn't that that I was worried about the computers crashing, because we could survive that. It was that I was worried about the reaction of ignorance, such as, like, right after 9/11, if you all recall, that everybody rushed to the gas station to fill up their tanks because they thought that the next day gas was going to go up to $5 a gallon and you wouldn't have no gas. And there were people arguing over their place in line and so on and so forth, that people's own personal needs always come over anybody else out there. You know, hey, if somebody wanted gas so bad they wanted to fight me over it, I said, "Look, brother, just go ahead and get your gas. I got time, you know, I'll wait it out, and then if there's any left, I'll get what I can." You know, but...
I'm glad you mentioned the Y2K scare, because I am not an electronics person. I have admitted that many, many times. I'm more of a mechanical person. And when she even started talking about it, it sounded like a ploy and a play to make money. But I'm not an electronics person. So, as dumb as I am, all I did was go to a yard sale, buy a huge computer, buy $10, bring it home, and set the data about 20 minutes before it was supposed to expire, and all it did was roll. It didn't even slow the computer down.
Yeah.
I mean, with half a brain could have figured that out. Yet they made billions of dollars selling all kinds of quick fixes on that crap. It was nothing but a ploy to make money, and they made billions of dollars.
Oh, yeah, they sold generators and survival gear and everything under the sun.
You're right.
It's the media. If you listen to the news, you're uninformed. If you listen to the news, you are misinformed, because they don't care about telling you the truth. They care about ratings. The more higher the ratings, the more money they can milk out of the advertisers that advertise on their program. It's just that simple, folks. It's all about money. It's not about telling the truth.
But here's the point that I'm trying to make to about this whole deal. Everybody keeps talking about freedom. They keep talking about sovereignty, they keep talking about natural law and common law and all this kind of stuff here. If I live in a neighborhood, if I am one of the insane people that moves into a neighborhood that has a homeowners association, I have to agree with everything, their set of rules, that I won't put an American flag up in front of my house, or I won't have my house painted plaid or checkers, where everybody else is, everything has to be uniformed in that community for everybody's property value to be up, and it's nice, clean, and tidy, and all that kind of stuff. And if you go out of that line, then you get fined and all that kind of stuff. Well, every time a small group of people complain about something and they throw another regulation on there, less and less freedom is in that homeowners association, just like less and less freedom in society when all these different things occur. gun control, whatever, you know. It's not the gun that's killing people. It's the stupidity that's killing people. People need to stand up and take responsibility for what their own hands and their own mouth do. And the way that this world is set up, and the ill-informed, the people who have watched the media or listened to their friends, the word passed on, if you try this sometime, get in a crowd of people and tell everybody a little phrase and have them pass it on to the next guy. By the time that story gets around you, it went from you stubbed your toe that now your leg is being amputated and you're on death's door and there is a collection being taken up for your medical bills. And so when these people start to tell this story about this supposed guy having his hands up in the air, by the time it gets to the other deal, the cop just jumped out and shot him, calling him Blackie or something. You know? And now you have ignorance out there, standing up there, bucking up to the police. This police officer has a gun in the car, for Pete's sake. If he or she feels in fear of their own safety, will open fire on that crowd. And then it's all said and done. Oh, well, you saw what that cop just did. This is what we're talking about. Just like in the constitutional peasants, the constitutional peasants deal, you know? The guy getting into a little confrontation with the king there, you know? You know, see, this is what I'm talking about. And this
help! I'm being repressed.
Yeah, that's this is the point I'm trying to get to. I'm not trying to sit here in front of the world and try to scare everybody into believing that, you know, we're going to, without a shadow of a doubt, get hit by Planet X or Comet Elenin, or the computers are all going to crash and all that kind of stuff, and World War III. But. All you have to do is step back and look at the writing on the wall. All you have to do is step back and look at the big picture. If we keep going down the same path that we are right now, it is not going to end well at all. And all these people out here that are awake and doing the things that we're doing here on the Knights of the Round Table, this is the most important time of your life. It's not by chance that you showed up here today. It's not by chance that any one of us feel the need to get on the radio and start talking common sense to the world, because each and every one of us have seen something, whether it be in the energy community, the health community, the legal community. We have seen something in our world that says, wait a second, this needs to be addressed.
Melissa?
You know,
bring her closer to the mic.
Mr. Muddy's wife, for those who don't know who Melissa is.
We were living in Virginia. There was a concert by a Christian group. It sold out.
Can you, Muddy, can you hand her the mic?
Here she comes.
All right.
When we lived in Virginia, there was a Christian group that came in to the Coliseum. Sold out. The newspaper, or the reports, nothing at all recognized that they sold out of it. It took one individual that made a comment and had it in the newspaper and printed it, and they printed it for him, wrote a letter that basically stated that if it had been a rock concert sold out, they would have reported it. If it had been somebody big in the world, they would have reported it. But it took him as an individual to step up and say, look, you're wrong. And that's what we have as a responsibility. Each one of us, we all have a responsibility to step up and say, look, this is wrong. You need to get your act together or stop spreading the lies or whatever. But it's up to us to be the voice of reason when the news media won't. That's all.
And hell, I couldn't say it better myself. You know, the voice of reason is our only hope. Common sense And continuing to throw the positive pebbles in the pond is our mission, our goal here on the Knights of the Round Table. This is why we do what we do. We don't do this to go out there and become famous or get some sort of just notoriety or for some secret agenda. This is an agenda I believe that each and every one of us can agree on, is that we want our children and our families and our friends to grow up in a nation and a world that is without war and stupidity. You tell me there's medicine in Canada that isn't legal here in the United States that could benefit somebody here in the United States. There is things all over this world that, you know, people know are right. But for some reason, somebody feels it necessary that they got to keep their finances in order and stay on the top of the pile as opposed to helping people out. Treating the symptoms and never treating the disease will never bring about a cure to a person's ills. So, all we have right now, the most of us with the resources that we have, is our voices, is our computers, our internet service. This is all we got. Otherwise, we'd be out there with the protesters and handing them information and pointing out the ludicrousy of what's being said on TV. You know, the common sense and showing them love. Think back about that acronym of life that I said. Love is forever. You won't ever run out of it. You can love thousands of people. You can love millions of people. You never seem to run out of love. To me, that is the ultimate power in your arsenal. To show people love is a really powerful gift. It's a powerful thing. And common sense. Common sense. We got to get common sense back on the table. Because these knuckleheads that are out there right now shouting at the police, calling them racist, or talking about Whitey, and Whitey talking about, I got an AK-47, come on over to my neighborhood and I'm going to shoot you down. You know? You think that the African community or the black community don't have firearms? You think the Chinese and the Japanese Americans don't have firearms? Everyone in America's got firearms. And those that don't have firearms have ball bats and sticks and knives and whatever. Because they're afraid. And some of them just do it because they want to hold on to what we call the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Some of them just hold on to what they have for self-defense of their family and to preserve freedom. It's a powder keg right now. People trying to argue over gun control. The individual that would sit out there and say, you need to take all the guns away from the people because that would stop all the killing. The very first murder in history that I know of in the Bible was done with a rock. It was brother against brother. And whatever you think of the Bible, whatever you think about God or religion or whatever, you look at that story, brother against brother. It killed him with a rock, out of greed, out of jealousy. It doesn't take much. It only takes one fist fight. It only takes one punch in somebody's face to start a barroom brawl. And you got a bunch of drunks who just say, hey, party's on. Chairs are flying, beer mugs are flying, and all heck breaks loose. And then after it's all said and done, when everybody's tending to their wounds, they're saying, wow, maybe I shouldn't have done that, you know? But we need to get out there. And we need...
interesting about gun control, that kind of thing. The statistics are, in the last year, over 300,000 people died taking prescription drugs. 260,000 people died because of mistakes in hospitals. 340 some people, 360 some people died last year by injuries caused by clawhammers. 47 people were killed by assault rifles in the United States in 2 years. And yet they're going to take guns away from people? What are they going to do next? Take hammers away from them? Are we going to law hospitals? Are we going to arrest and close down all prescription drug manufacturers? What's next? You're going to take guns away from people? We got 47 people were killed in 2 years, and over 750,000 were killed by prescription drugs in that same 2 year period. Come on, folks.
And the whole thing is, you know, you take away the cars, you take away the sticks, you take away the knives, you take away everything that you can take away, and somebody will strangle somebody with their bare hands.
Exactly. So what are you going to do, cut everybody's hands off?
Yeah, so, you know, what we got going on here is the same thing we got going on in the fuel industry and all the energy industries and all the different stores and companies and corporations. It's people out there using everything that's going on in the world to the best advantage to make as much money as they can possibly gather up in a lifetime at everyone else's expense. And so, you know, with that said, the fuel industry out there, the biggest mess that I can see, wars over oil and resource and stuff like that, they want you to think you ain't going to have no gas tomorrow. They want you to think that they want you to buy their product. They don't want you to know about the good part of life.
It's not about politics or anything. It's about money.
Yep.
Yeah, the ones promoting it are the ones trying to get the money.
Exactly.
Let's check this out. History repeats itself. Everybody knows that history repeats itself. Now, there have been wars. Let's say you had Hitler, and basically his main deal, other than trying to conquer all the lands and stuff, and the same thing at Rome, it wasn't racial. There was no racial. The only racial was Hitler trying to get rid of the Jews. And you'll find that God's people have been killed in numbers of six. 6 million, 6,000, 600,000. You know, it always starts with a six. And it's basically those in charge above trying to make all this happen. They have never been successful in having two races kill themselves off for them, is my point.
Yeah.
The real thing is basically, it's smart to the people realizing, you know, no, we're not going to let the whole nation go down. There's too many smart people out here, and even in these days with as many people waking up, it's not going to succeed.
Go back.
It will be out there. And the other thing is those people out in the streets are the ones that are out in the streets and not at home. If they want to be out in the streets fighting this war, then basically, the evil is being killed on both sides.
Go back.
Yeah, people still have to go out, and, you know, there's going to be some crimes. There's going to be some innocents killed, maybe.
Go back and look at the documentary that had to do with all the different millionaires back in the 1800s that, you know, between like General Electrics and all the different big names that you hear as far as, you know, conspiratorial, whatever, you know, oil kings, coal kings, electricity, whatever. All these guys out there had done the same exact thing. They backstabbed each other. They fought. They tried to monopolize everything under the sun. And this is something that's been going on every time, ever since somebody found a shiny rock and called it gold or silver and put value to it. That, you know, I got to have as many of those shiny rocks as I can have, and I got to have as much power as I can possibly get a hold of. But in the process, while all this is going on, they are literally playing chess with the lives of your families and your friends and your communities and the world as a whole. Wars out there were started by somebody. Somebody made a lot of money on each and every individual war out there. Somebody, you know, I always say, you can't sell guns and ammunition if ain't nobody fighting. You can't sell drugs if ain't nobody sick. So somebody out there is profiting off of this. And it's up to us to, if we're going to use money, if we're going to be part of that system, to use our money in a fashion as if we would be using our money as a vote. If you go to a store and you buy a product just because it's cheap and you don't know the history of that product or where it came from, if you just take for granted that, Walmart's got this product and so I'm going to go ahead and buy this because it's cheap. Walmart always has cheap products. Well, where did it come from? Where was a child being abused to build this product? Is this why it's so cheap? Was somebody's river or stream polluted? Is this why it's so cheap? You know, would you want somebody to come over to build a factory in your neighborhood and pollute your streams and kill off your wildlife and whenever they were done raping the land, then they turned around and moved on? Would you go and buy their product? This is what I'm trying to say. People think that they have absolutely no power to do anything to these so-called elite of the world. If you buy their product, they will continue to sell that product. If you buy what the media is selling to you, and you repeat what the media is selling to you, you're not only promoting them, but you're spreading the propaganda and the lies as well. It's what Muddy's wife said was so profound and important. You got to get out there. You got to stand up for what you believe in. If you're going to buy a product, if you're going to support a system such as the Democrats or the Republicans, at least know the Democrat or Republican that you're putting your stamp on to say, I select you to represent me. At least know what they've done in the past. And if you have neighbors who are black or white, and you feel like you need to say, hey, brother, I see what's going on the news, and I just want you to know that doesn't represent me. And that doesn't represent my family members. I've talked to them. They don't feel that way. And I hope that you and I can stay on good terms, you know? Common sense. You think your words aren't powerful. Re-listen to some of these podcasts of Knights of the Round Table, and you listen to some of these knights and the words that came out of their mouths. You've heard us laugh. You've heard us cry. You've heard us shout and get angry. You've heard us talk about issues with passion unlike anything in the history of time. And when Justin said people in this world are awake, brother, he meant it. This is what we do here. This is why we take this stand. And even if it's only via a computer that goes out to multiple networks all over the world, if we get into the right ear and that right ear opens their mouth and uses the spoken word to speak common sense in the crowd that is getting crazy and stops that, you see where I'm coming from, guys?
Yeah. I have to point out one of the awake guys here, Tim Rawlinson. I love to listen to him. He jams. He does great music. And that man is definitely, definitely awake. I love him to death. And he's, from what I see in his picture, I think he's a black man. And you know what? Coming from him, I listen to profound things. I listen to his music. I know how he feels by what he plays and what he talks about. I got to give that man a lot of credit. I see a lot of people out here that are so awake and they see all this stuff coming. And I know when as the media comes out and things happen, that we all know that basically you can't believe what you read. Not anymore, especially. And there's so many people out here that feel the same way. I've been in a wrong neighborhood, what we would normally call Crack Alley, and people that I have helped. It only took one person to walk up. He said, oh, no, this is my brother. He's cool. He loves everybody. And that ended it. Just one voice. There are so many people out here in that position that I know don't want to see the crazy stuff happen. And if a cop pulls a gun and shoots somebody, he has to, you know as well as I do, He has to go through all this paperwork. He has to go through all this. He'd probably be suspended. And no money and this and that.
Well, I can tell you...
They really don't... Some of them are... Most of the police out there are got the job because they want to help. They see a vision, something that they want to see happen. But the ones that catch the attention of the media are the few who just basically get into the job because they figure it gives them a right to do as they will.
I can tell you from...
Little egos and power struggles. These people are stupid to start with.
I can tell you from...
These people get taken down easily.
I can tell you from experience that the very last thing that any officer out there wants to do is shoot somebody. You can be held civilly and criminally liable for any action that you make as a police officer. So... The ones out there, like you said, that are doing the stupid things, those are the minority. But it paints the
and
whole...
And you know, as an officer, stupid people are easier to take down.
Yeah, and they're the ones that get reported on the most. And so if
right.
all you see is cops running around beating everybody toothless and shooting people, and that is the mindset that you're in, you hate all cops because of what the few did. It's like saying all white people are racist, you know? It's
I say 1% of the media, only 1% of what you see coming across the media is something like, sweet little wacky Kathy Ding Dong drew a heart for her mother on Valentine's Day. And that's the news today. Good day. You know, you don't see that because what the media focuses on is the negative.
Exactly.
If they tell us we don't have any money, we all start believing we don't have money. So we don't spend money. The money doesn't go around and everybody's poor. But, you know, if everybody spends the money, then everybody gets more money coming in because the economy is circulating. They control all these things by telling you what they want you to believe is going on. And in that belief, we make mistakes.
They control everything, even the clothes that we all wear.
They control the market.
But the question is, guys...
To the toothbrushes, to the toothpaste that we use, they control everything.
The question is, who are they? All right, who are they? Why aren't these protesters standing on they's property? Why aren't we over there? And I know that wasn't said right, but they, who are they? Question mark. Why aren't all the protesters in this world standing on the question mark's property and saying, you know, hey, we're sick of this. You stop spreading your lies and propaganda, or we're going to run you out of town on the rail. It's not. It is compartmentalized to little sections, and it's put out there on the media as if this was the entire town that was rioting, or the entire population of whites that's racist, or the entire population of blacks who's robbing people, or whatever. It's put out there, painted with a wide brush for ratings purposes, financial gain, and we have to stop these doggone folks for doing what they're doing, saying what they're saying on people. If they can't report with honesty the real truth, there are people out there who've been working all day long. Then they come home, turn the TV on, the first thing they see is something negative. I wake up in the morning, I turn the news on to see what's going on in the world. Oh man, it's something negative. So my day goes on from there. Hey, did you hear about the latest deal going on there, or in that town, or whatever, or this guy got killed, or that guy got killed, and everyone around is being manipulated by they, all right? The mainstream media, the super elite of the world playing chess with each and every one of our lives. The frustration and the anger is always put on to the wrong crowd. It's not put on to the root cause. It's like treating the symptom but not treating the disease itself. You see what I'm saying?
I'm doing it.
The disease started at the beginning of basically at the beginning of time.
I'd like to say something about racism. Everybody that's out there listening needs to think. Racism is not a natural thing. Look at kids, grammar school kids, kindergarten kids, all different races, playing together, having fun, laughing, talking. Racism is learned. You learn it from your parents, you learn it from your grandparents, you learn it from your neighbors. Hate is not a natural feeling for a human being.
I agree. Hey, Justin, you're in Canada. Are most Canadians racist?
The thing is, hate and racism can be unlearned. It's possible.
Yeah, well, therein lies wisdom.
Exactly.
Justin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are most people in Canada, or the majority of the people in Canada, racist? Are they all stoners?
To be truthfully and honest, there's, like, in my town, there's not that many dark-skinned people. So, like, I'll give you an issue, like, Raymond's talking with kids. Like, my daughter, she's never seen a black child. So, when she did for the first time her first day of school, she grabbed a hold of me and she made a comment, but that's because she doesn't know.
Well, and
so I taught her properly and told her, you know, it's just the same as, you know, a black-haired cat and a white-haired cat. It's the same. We're the same. There's nothing different. Just the skin color. Two white people have had black babies.
Well, so
two white people have black babies. So we're entirely the same. Skin does not matter. And if you teach a child that, like Raymond's saying, they're going to grow up knowing that. But if you teach your kid, oh yeah, every white guy should own two black people. You know what I mean? Like, if you teach that to your kids, they're going to grow up thinking racist thoughts as well.
And there is the key, the education, the starting off from the foundation of your own home and leading by example is what will turn this world around completely at the end of the day. But to allow people out there in this world to turn around, and I ain't talking about not saying freedom of speech or anything like that, but if you know that this mainstream media news channel is flat out lying and you got irrefutable evidence and share that with people and you hold their feet to the fire just like you would hold the politician's feet to the fire for a vote that doesn't agree with what you wanted them to represent you, it is a job in itself. Just going back to Thomas Jefferson, the price to freedom is eternal vigilance. Means you've got to be on your toes and pay attention because there are those out there who wish to enslave you via your mind, your money, your life itself. All this stuff that we see going on in the world, throw it all in the pot.
I wonder how many people out there are old enough to actually remember events that happened in the late 60s, 1960s, when we had extremely bad weather with a whole lot of hail throughout the Midwest, the corn belt, wheat belt of the United States. And the wheat crops were destroyed. Almost 30% of all the wheat was destroyed in the United States. And the news media started playing it up. Next thing you know, the bread companies got in it. They said, oh my God, bread's going to go to $1 a loaf. And at that time, it was like 26, 27 cents a loaf. And like Melissa said, somebody has to stand up. Well, the head of agriculture in the United States did just that. He stood up. He got on nationwide television and told the people that if bread went to $1 a loaf, the actual wheat in a loaf of bread would cost 0.8 cents, not even a full penny. That's the lie they were teaching people, or trying to get across people, was, oh no, the wheat's destroyed, we're going to have to go up on the price of bread. Why? The thing is, one man, just one person, needs to stand up and tell the truth. And like that, I don't even know who said it, but I believe it, the truth shall set you free.
Amen, brother. And we're not talking about a slanted truth to suit your own agenda. The truth being, even if the truth hurts you to say it, it needs to be said.
Yes, and the truth is not a natural human trait.
We are in a time where videos go viral.
Yes.
Why? Because people know somebody that ought to hear it.
Yes.
One person can go out there and think about what they're going to say, make the video, and put it out there, and it, the video that says the right thing will get forwarded to where it needs to go, because I don't know of anybody out here that doesn't know a black man.
Yep, and you know
it
what?
It can go so viral.
You thought,
and, you know, just one person can change a lot.
You thought,
there was a black man that picked up the cross and carried it for Jesus. Any friend of Jesus is a friend of mine.
You throw a message in a bottle out there, and then someday you find yourself marooned on a deserted island. And one day this bottle floats up to the other island, and it says, "Help, I'm stranded on an island." You might find out that you're not the only one in that predicament. And if the only means of getting your word out is to put a message in a bottle, then throw the message in that bottle for somebody else to find. Put a flyer up on a pole. Put a word out in a chat room. It's not going to do you no good to jump on one of these YouTube videos and curse somebody and call them everything under the sun and degrade them religiously or spiritually or mentally or emotionally or whatever. It's not going to do you any good. It's not going to do society any good for you to throw that negativity out there in the world. Because that message that you just put in the bottle may very well be the same message that you get when you're standing on that deserted island. Does anybody understand what I just said?
I understand exactly what you just said. Exactly.
Well, we've got to do this, folks. We've got to tell our brothers and sisters. We got to talk to our families. We got to have our families prepared for emergencies. But we don't got to have our families in fear of going out the door. If you go out the door, the terrorist is going to jump out of the bush and behead you, or the black man's going to attack you, or the white man's going to do something to you, or whatever. This stuff is the control mechanism by which they keep everyone divided and conquered. You know, it only takes one punch to start a barroom fight. We already established that. But if you have people under the mentality that when the cops show up, everybody better back off and just let the cop do whatever the cop's going to do, and then the cop goes in there and beats the living heck out of somebody and shoots an innocent, unarmed man, and the people stand idly by and they don't say nothing, they just go with the flow and okay, we'll let the court work it out. Things are going to continue. Yeah, exactly. So, you as an individual...
I see in the Old West, one punch could start a ballroom fight. These days, the bouncers take care of it.
Yeah, well, sometimes the bouncers might get a little bit out of hand.
Yeah.
They grab the wrong guy.
And they go to prison for it, or jail, or get fined for it.
So, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. There are consequences to things. There is power in your words. There is power in your actions. There's power in the pen. And so if you use all these gifts that you got and your personal talents, whether you be a singer or a writer or whatever, and you go out there and you write the best story ever told, you sing the best song ever sung, you throw a positive pebble in this pond, and if somehow or another that message comes back to you while you're on a deserted island, then you know at least it got seen.
Hey, Barry Prince basically tapped into me. He said he wanted in on the show. He's kind of busy and doesn't have too much time, but he had something to say.
Is he here?
He's here.
How you doing, Barry? Welcome.
Good show, Barry. How you doing? You're talking about something like Prince. I'm very, very passionate about it. I just got the last couple minutes of conversation here, she knew. But yeah, I see it turns in a time in human history is more important than we open our hearts and our feelings to our fellow man. We are in very, very bad situation. And the only way we're going to turn it around is to open our hearts to our fellow man.
Amen, brother. And that's what it's all about. That acronym of life that I told you about a little while ago, love is forever. You can't run out of it, no matter how hard you try. You just can't stop loving if you have a true heart. You know what I mean?
And I'm too shaming about the fact that we're all sitting here at this tower right now. We all know it's coming down. We all have been down the rabbit hole. We see what's going on in our world. We see what's happening to our environment, to our planet, to our species on this world. And that tells us the people. And our hearts are open to people. The only way we are reaching people now is by opening our hearts, looking in the eye, giving a stranger a total hug and say, listen, we have some things I'd like to talk to you about. And it's amazing response. You'll get people are doing that, guys. And that's how we're going to turn this around. We have been divided so, so drastically by these entities that have worked behind the curtains for years. They get us to this point where we are right now, and we have to address that. It's the future of our child, the building. Future of this world. And when you guys do a true energy, man, I take my hat off to you because we're all looking for answers. And the answers, some of them are right here. So I praise you guys.
Well, we appreciate you too. And as far as the free energy thing out there, there are so many individuals and so many brilliant minds that are they're putting information out there. And if you go out and you pay attention to what's being said, you might have that piece of the puzzle that they need. And that's how we're going to do this. I'm a firm believer that the elite already know things are possible, but it's like why put a carburetor out that can get 100 miles to the gallon when you want to sell your gas for as high as you can? You want that car to be less efficient as possible. It's all about money, you know.
Yeah, the gas prices went up right after they were lowering the prices on these Hummers and stuff. And everybody started getting SUVs. Yeah, it was a big thing. The price of gas went up.
But does that mean that we as a society have to just accept anything? We have free will. We don't have to just accept anything. We can be choosy about what we buy, where we buy it, and how we buy it, and who we buy it from. We can do that. So there's power in that same dollar. That same system has a loophole that is in our hands at the time that we spend it. You know?
Exactly. And we just have to identify that source of evil and work our way around it. We can do that. We can. And in right, Sigils, we have a choice about what we do and how we buy and what we spend our money on and what we support in society. You know, little things, like when I talk to people, I say, you know, little things like not shopping at Walmart anymore and not supporting corporations. If you can take any opportunity not support any corporation in any shape or form, that is a little piece. But you know what? If everybody started doing that, all of a sudden you've got a great big piece. And that's going to take a great big piece out of their wheel. That's why I'm so passionate now about talking about natural remedies, the hemp oil and chaga, and all these things that are making incredible differences in people. Well, I know that every time that somebody looks into these specials and they start using them in their bodies, that their bodies start to respond. That's when that person that's going to go to a doctor's office and they're feeling this in their body and they're feeling that in their body. That's a huge piece out of their puzzle, guys. That's how we're going to attack them.
Yeah.
Study them at the grassroots level, that's what you do.
And one thing that I picked up from what you said right there is that whenever you think that you don't make a difference, if enough people stand up and they don't buy from a certain business, those businesses will have to reassess their values in order to stay in business because they have billions of dollars invested in trying to sell you the trash that they're selling you. And so if you stop buying it, you would be surprised how polite these individuals would become. If you stop supporting the politician that is taking away your freedom, and you address that politician with letter after letter, phone call after phone call, if enough bells are ringing and enough letters are flowing to that man's desk, he's going to take note. He cannot just not take note. If he's up to his neck in letters that say, I disagree with what you're doing, then he's got an option there. Either keep doing what he's doing and pay the consequences, lose his job, or the company going out of business because now they got products they can't even sell. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. Absolutely.
I think...
A good majority of the black people don't like Obama anymore.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are, what color you are, when your true self shines through, or basically tries sucking energy off of them, or you start hurting the people, they're going to change their mind. They don't care what color the person is.
Well, I'm going to tell you guys, if you got an opportunity, if you guys got an opportunity, and you want to know how a black person feels, at least one of them, go out there to YouTube and look up E.T. Williams, the Doctor of Common Sense, and watch some of his videos, all right, and listen to what he's saying. He's speaking common sense, and he's speaking from his race, his own personal view of what his own personal race is doing right and what they're doing wrong. He gives the view like we. I would love to get him on this show. The man.
Well, I want to tell you what Scott just said about Obama being our first black president. You know, the thing after him showing his true colors. The thing is, the man showed his true colors throughout his entire first campaign.
Yeah, but see,
he's not white.
Obama was ethnic. The man kept saying he was black. Black. He is not our first black president.
Well,
he is a Plato. He is half white. The man lied through his entire campaign, through his entire presidency. He lied. I lied. He said he was black. He is not black.
Yeah, but we all... See, listen. That doesn't even matter, though. That doesn't even matter. It's what he has done to get in office, and it is what he continues to do right now that matters. It doesn't matter whether it's a black president, a white president, a yellow president. What matters is the actions of the individual that's supposed to be the leader of the free world, and here he is dividing the same race that he is supposed to be protecting, the same country, the same vows that he took whenever he took an oath to the Constitution in the United States of America. He is violating it all. And what's going on
because
here?
He's not an American citizen.
He was not a good president because he lied. Any man that would stand up in public and lie in order to get a particular job is not going to do anything or do anything right about that job.
He got a lot of flack for standing up crying crocodile tears on something he knew was nothing but a plague.
Exactly. If the man ever told the truth, has he ever done anything to defend the Constitution? No.
Leopard Mark Penny's is what?
That's one subject. I just let's talk about something good and positive that we can do to make changes in this world. Because I've been talking about Obama, buddy, and I my blood pressure goes up.
I agree.
So, what can we do? That's what Knights of the Round Table is about: is finding solutions to help the world. We're talking about the solution to what's happening. I can't even think of the name of it.
We have given the world the solution. The solution is you, the individual. It is you. It starts from your home. It starts from your children. It starts from your mouth. It starts from your hands. It starts from your actions. It starts from the way that you lead your life. Live life in love and lead by example. That is the simple of it. It starts with you, the individual. If this world is to ever turn around, you, the individual, is going to clean up your backyard. You're going to clean up your neighborhood. You're going to do it in a respectful manner and an informative manner to where you're teaching as opposed to propagandizing, and you're going to make this world a better place one positive pebble at a time, just like the dream says.
That's right. And when they had to occupy Wall Street, they tried to get some of these people that were part of Sandy Hook's Elementary and all these other little plays to go out there and try to support, act like they were supporting the group and everything like that. And basically, people started recognizing them, and the cops arrested a bunch of people. But no, it did not turn into the war that they hoped it would. Why? Because we're wise. We understand. We look around and see, here come the bullies. Here come the bullies. Because they saw it all over. They've seen people getting arrested for doing nothing. They've seen women getting punched in the face and maced by what is supposed to be the peacekeeper.
Not the
war maker.
Muddy, you
and
just said the key.
We saw so many cops that stood back just shaking their head at it. And we know it's not the deal. It was the leaders that were put over them, and we understand this. And I think that's a great thing. We need to send that message out there. It's not us.
Buddy, you just said the key right there. The doggone the way to stop this right here is to recognize when you're being hoodwinked. All right. The way to stop this is not to respond the way that the people behind the scenes want to poke and prod you towards. It is to respond with common sense. You know, when these guys go out there and mob mentality kicks over and they start fighting and all the blacks are jumping on the whites, what do you got? You got a race war. But what if you got one black and one white standing back and saying, hey, guys, come over here and let's have a talk before we do all this. We know where it's going to end if we all start fighting each other. The cops are going to come in, they're going to beat us all toothless, shoot us down, and they're going to have us fighting amongst each other. What do you say we go out there together and when we walk side by side with our brothers and sisters and we protest peacefully? You know, this is where it starts.
There was a huge black man in Occupy Wall Street. It was a huge black man who was a Marine and just came back from Iraq. He said, look, he said, what the are you doing? What do you think you're doing? He said, I just came back from a tour protecting these people, and here you are starting war with them. What do you think you're doing? And he made national news because he stood up. He said, if you want to arrest somebody, arrest me. I'm not violent. I'm not doing nothing. He said, but you know, this woman didn't try to do anything to you. These people over here aren't trying to do anything to you. They are protesting. They're peaceful. You're trying to escalate it into a war. What is wrong with you? Grow up. Yeah, and he was all in their butt, and he hit every mainstream media.
Well, I bother anybody.
Yes, it did. Yes, too many people caught it on camera. They couldn't deny it.
It starts with the individual person. Everybody. You got to look at yourself. I am the rock. I am the match. And we're going to not set the fire to the gasoline on fire. What we're going to do is we're going to start the absolute people's revolution, and that is love, not hate. Hate is learned. Love comes natural.
Amen, brother.
And if you want to beat the people up above, you have to beat them in their own game. You can't pull a rifle out.
Violence
is not the answer.
There are terrible things going on in this world. There are terrible people doing terrible things. There are stupidity galore. And it is our duty to go out there and weed them out and guide them to the right place, wherever that may be, and to try to turn this world around. You know, if I'm standing in the crowd and because I'm a Republican and I disagree with the Democrats and I raise my voice at that Democrat and tell him, number one, you're stupid and throw out the expletives, bleep, bleep, bleepity, bleep, bleep at him. Number one, I'm not going to get my point across. I'm not going to get any respect from him. And I'm not going to make any positive change because I've just made an enemy. And that's the way it goes on both sides. The red team, the blue team. What about the We the People team? What about you see things on your side of the deal going wrong? Let's address those. I see things on my side of the deal. Let's address them. Let's meet in the middle. They're always talking about crossing the aisle. Let's just meet in the middle. Let's call it a day. Nobody loses their pride. We meet in the middle. You see what I'm saying?
And let's address the lizard heads at the courthouse.
Yeah.
They're being addressed right now, guys. I just say praise those gentlemen for what they're doing and the challenges they're making and the grand juries that have been set in the states and how it's all being implemented. Every judge in every courthouse in the United States of America has been put on notice, and this is going to shake a lot of people. But you guys are aware of what's going on with it. Have a good look at what they're doing.
And the whole common court has been set up all across the nation. Three judges for John Duresh.
Absolutely. They've all been done by the letter of the law. Yeah, and they've all been done by the letter of the law, set up with the necessary decadent the necessary people in place to implement the changes when the changes are going to come. In the next 20 to 30 days, I don't know if you gentlemen are aware of the Sheriff's March on Washington that's coming up. Are you aware of that, buddy?
No.
The group's there's large sheriffs swarming right now in the United States of America. They're going to march on Washington, D.C. on the 10th of December. You can Google that. This is all into what John Brash and the National Review Lawrence and Pat in the last couple of years, bringing people's attention to the court systems and how it's all being manipulated around it. And they're going to do it with the Supreme Court and the juries and everything else. And all the judges are getting served with papers here. I hope some are able to get served. If not, they're going to be served in the next 4 to 6 days. Going to walk the court systems of the United States and the rights of the court. We have to expose up now what's going on inside our court systems.
All right, guys, that's all good stuff. Let's take a quick music break, but before that, I'd like to say something. You know, I have a mixed variety of ancestry in me, and so where I stand in life is where I stand, you know. It doesn't matter how we got here. You know, it doesn't matter what our ancestors did to each other in order to get us to where we are right now. What matters right now, above and beyond all things, is where we go from here. We can't make any resolution or restitution for anything that has happened in the past, but what we can do is ensure that those atrocities would never occur in the future. We are paving the stones that we're capable of paving right now. I'm sorry for all the bad things that any of my ancestors may have done to your ancestors, but those people and my people, you and I right now, we had no part in it. What we are responsible is for what we do today and the world that we leave behind. I would like someday for people to look back on the Knights of the Round Table and the people that come together from all different nations and say, those individuals right there, those were a shining example of what we want to be. These are the folks, these are our founding fathers, our mothers and sisters and brothers that gave us the world that we live in today. That
I say our race is the human race.
Amen, brother.
The ones against us are not the human race.
Exactly, Scott.
So I'm going to play a couple songs here so we can take a quick coffee break. And I'm going to start off with a song from Black Sabbath, Heaven and Hell. Now, here's a Christian playing a song from Black Sabbath. You listen to the lyrics real closely in this song, and listen to the lyrics at the end of this song, and listen to what is being said. The second song I'm going to play is by the Soggy Bottom Boys, The Man of Constant Sorrow. Listen to the lyrics in that song. And then the last song that you guys have heard me play so many times is Dreamer by Ozzy. Whether you like any of these bands or whatever, it's neither here nor there. Listen to the words that are being said. In people, life imitates art, and these folks are singing their view of what they believe the world to be. So with that said, we're going to take a quick music break. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table, and I hope you stay tuned. I hope you join in and become one of the Knights or an honorary Knight by showing up in the chat room, or just, if you believe in what we're doing, tell a friend, and let's all do this together. Stay tuned.
Amen. Thank you.
place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised. For 6 long years I've been in trouble, no pleasure here on earth I found. No friends to help me now. He has no friends to help him now. It's fairly well, my own lover. I never expect to see you again. For I'm bound to ride that Northern Railroad. Perhaps I'll die upon this train. Perhaps he'll die upon this train. You can bury me in Sunbeam Valley. For many years I may lay. Sleeping in my grave, while he is sleeping in his grave. Maybe your friends think I'm just a stranger, my face you never will see no more. But there is one promise that is given. I meet you on God's golden shore. He'll meet you on God's golden shore. Gazing through the window at the world outside,
the Terrible. All rise for King Shazam the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table. I hope you've been able to be tuned in for the whole duration of the show and hear all the words of wisdom coming from people from all different points of the globe. And I'm hoping that some of the words that you've heard here on the Knights of the Round Table will inspire you to either become one of the Knights of the Round Table or even a show host over at Awake Radio or No Borders Radio or Shazam's Radio or all these other affiliated networks out there. Because what you have to say, it needs to be heard. If your view of the world is as our view of the world, that needs some paint on the fence, so to speak. It needs some repair and it needs some cleaning up to be done. It needs some common sense to be spoken out there. You are that person to speak it. So if you're interested in being a show host here on Shaziz Radio, contact one of us, you know. Contact Shaziz on Skype or Muddy Muddy Mudman or Steve over there at Awake Radio. Contact one of us and we'll get you set up so that you can get out there and tell the world what you think needs to be done, you know. To speak common sense.
We need radio hosts too. We got plenty of room for radio hosts.
Yep.
If you decide, want to. You got more to add than you can do in one show. Just go ahead and do your own.
And
we'll help you set up software and everything.
And for those of you who are out there that are not necessarily interested in becoming, say, a radio host, you want to just be an honorary knight of the round table, just come into the chat rooms down there and put pertinent links to things that are being talked about and have good discussions, respectful comments to one another, and make this world a different place by giving people the information, such as, you know, Barry was talking about health food and different benefits of those. There's a lot of knowledge out there. There's a vast array of knowledge in all different subjects out here that all these fine individuals have come together that have researched and in everything from alternative medicines to alternative energy to things that, and law and so on and so forth. You can make a difference in this world. And if you don't want to be an honorary knight of the round table and show up in the chat room or you don't want to be a show host, if you believe in what it is that we're saying, tell people to come and listen to these podcasts. Tell them on your Facebooks and your YouTubes and all that kind of stuff. Tell your neighbors and your friends that there are people out there in this world that are trying to make a difference, with even if it's just something as simple as the spoken word and a kind word or an intelligent, wise word to say at the right time to the right place to the person who needs it the most. To show some hope for the future of all humanity, our brothers and sisters around the world. I feel so strongly about what I leave behind to the future generations of this world. And I know that the stepping stones that I pave, they need to be smooth for our children to walk on into the future. And if they look back and their life is so much better than our lives are right now, then we know that we've done our job. We have honored our fallen soldiers. We have honored our elderly. We have honored our mothers and fathers. And we have honored our gods. And we have done what it took to repay them for all the things that they gave us that put us where we are today. The benefits that we all enjoy. Those of us who have what we believe to be freedom, and those of us who are struggling to be free, or so on and so forth, whatever our ancestors done to put us in the world that we are today. And so, with that said, for all the fallen in my family alone, I come from a long line of military, and for all their sacrifice and their love that they did for whatever purpose that they did in order to ensure freedom, that flag would fly, and that Constitution that we hold so dear was upheld to its greatest extent. Has it been picked at? Yeah. But it's been the people in between our ancestors up to us that have allowed those things to occur. And so when we move on into the future and we leave behind this world to the future generations. Those will be the future leaders. Justin was talking about how he told his child about the young child there, that there was no difference between the two. And if you look on the playground, you will see children of all different races looking upon each other with innocence and love. They don't see color like adults see color, who have been told that this is the way things are. It's not the way things are, and it's not the way things should be. So all that power to change the world starts with you. The bomb that you drop on this side of the world over here will affect the entire world. It's that positive pebble or that negative pebble. So what do you guys think?
I think I'm racist. I'm for the human race, not the alien race. Lizard head, go home. That's the only racist I am.
My uncle said he's not racist, he hates everyone.
let me add this point. If you've got something that you could say that you'd like aired, or you could a video, put it on YouTube, think wisely and long about what you're going to say. Also, go to www.shazizradio.com. You can check that out and go to the round table. There's a chat tango box. You're logged into any chat tango box on any radio station. You can go there and type it in. You're already logged. Knights of the Round Table. Shaziz Radio. Go there, search it, Google it, and when you get there, be a picture of Nikola Tesla to the right side of the chat tango box, and you know you're there. Well, go ahead and put it in there. We'll air it. I did that for, gosh, a month on Shout It From the Mountain.
Uh-oh, who's that? Somebody's mic just went bad. Yikes. Somebody fix their mic. Alright, I had to mute the Knights over there because it's on a different computer. You guys fix that mic, please. Still going. I don't know whose mic it is. Okay, well, I had to end that call for a second. You guys call me back. Get that mic sorted. Oh, you're killing me. Anyway, there's a lot of words of wisdom going on there. I'll try to rejoin that chat here in a second to get the Knights back on there. Somebody had a mic problem that was causing that disturbance right there. But, folks, you know, I hope that something that you hear here on the Knights of the Round Table or Awake Radio or No Computers or all the... Here we go. Let's try it again. Yay! Are you back? Okay.
Wow.
That was killer. You're live.
My microphone. I cut that sucker off, restarted, and everything.
Break it up, ladies. All right. Anyway, like I was saying before we got the call back from the Knights, is that I hope that something that you hear on all these networks will benefit your life in some way, some form or fashion, in a positive manner, and I hope that you are inspired to get out there and be a doer, and actually, like Muddy's wife said, get out there and make a difference. Be that one that stands up, you know. The lady in the back of the bus who refused to ride and give up her seat in the back of the bus. The good folks of history that have done profound things to benefit the future of all people. What's going on over there?
Ron Murray, guys. Where's it coming from?
Yeah, you're murdering us on the show.
Thank you.
Whoever's running their Tesla coil during the show, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. It looks like we lost Justin. He hasn't been able to get back on. It might have been his deal that went over there. So what do you guys think, man? Where do we go from here?
Well, as you think, if I was going to say anything, I'd just be reiterating on everything you just said, buddy, because you took all the words out of my mouth.
Well, it shows that...
And we are right now, she goes... I never thought 5 years ago when I started going down these rabbit holes and I started looking at this that I would understand and see things the way I see them today. And it shocked me right to the core. And I am compelled every time that I get a chance now in my life, anytime I get an opportunity to open my heart and my knowledge to people, I do it. Because we're compelled to do that. It's our responsibility. You know, we've got to look at it, the legacy that we're leaving for the next generation, and that's how we're going to judge ourselves. We've got to look at ourselves every day in the mirror and ask ourselves what we think that offsets the onset of insanity coming onto this planet. And that's our responsibility as a person that is guarding the planet. We are the guardians of this planet. And yes, we have been brainwashed and manipulated right from birth. And we all have. And I understand how that worked in my life, how programming works. I don't put programming on TV for nothing. And don't call the entertainment to be entertainment for nothing. And now that we recognize these things, it is our responsibility to try it every day, wake up people, what is manipulating our society, and how these forces work, and rally against it. We all have talent. We all have something we can add to the cause. As you said, Shazer, we might be good at doing this, we might be good at doing that, but collectively we can be an incredible, incredible force.
Yeah, and you said something profound in your statement there about the looking in the mirror portion of the deal. You know, right now, any one of us can look back on our lives, and maybe we have regrets, and maybe we don't have regrets. But when you look back on your life and you think about what I did in the past and you want to figure out whether you want to repeat any of that kind of stuff there, think about from 10 years from today, you looking back and saying, I'm glad that I stood up when I did because it made such a difference in this world and things are so much better. You see where I'm coming from?
Well, exactly. At least we can look ourselves in the mirror and say, we tried. She would have been given sit still. Where it goes to this, I'm not sure know where it's going to go. I have a pretty good idea based on my beliefs of what the Bible tells me, but the bacteria right there. What we're looking at right now is a precipice in human history where so many little pieces of a very, very large puzzle have come together. These pieces have been put into place over many, many generations, and we are seeing it come to a head right now. That's what I believe.
Right? Yeah, I believe too.
I don't believe there's ever a time in my life where one can be, I wish to think, you know, I pray for every day that very soon I will be in a financial situation that I don't have to go to work, that I can spend all my time trying to spread and share my knowledge, because there is nothing, TV, your house, your cars, your job, nothing is going to mean nothing in the very, very near future. Knowledge is so important to share right now, and that's what I ask people, just look in the mirror, look at your children, look at what's going around you. You do not have to spend more than an hour on the internet and punching search engines, and you will find stuff that absolutely shocks you to the core. You've got to turn off the TV now, you've got to address what is important, and this is what's important, and I urge people to do that. Once they start looking, she's there, and I've been blessed, buddy, in the last couple months that my son, he's starting to wake up. I actually got to do a radio show with Michael this week about something that absolutely drives him crazy. And he is now talking to me in ways that I talked when I first woke up. So that to me is a blessing. I pray to all the young people out there to put your iPods down and your phone bills and get off the internet and stop playing these stupid games and these distractions and start addressing what is really, really important, because our future right now, unless we address these issues, is looking very, very bleak, my friend. That's all I'm going to say.
I agree. You know, knowledge is power, and love is the tool to fix this world, man. Love and knowledge. You know, what more can you say that hasn't already been said on any given Knights of the Round Table, or what you just said to the world? What more can you say? But like Raven said, it needs to be repeated. It needs to be repeated over and over and over until every ear hears it, you know? And every heart understands that you have a friend in this world. It's not all doom and gloom, but however you once again, Thomas Jefferson, you know, the price to freedom is eternal vigilance. it's a sad state of affairs when you have to constantly look over your shoulder and watch to see what people in your representation, the governments or your parliaments of the world, are doing, and you have to continuously watch them because corruption just runs rampant. And if you take your eye off the ball, that's about the time you get hit in the face with that, you know?
And yeah, and we have had our eyes taken off the ball, sure.
Yes, we have. You know, we've been distracted by everything under the sun, Dancing with the Stars, video games, football, everything, you know?
Analyzation of sports, physicals, everything. It was distracted our attention to what was important.
But another thing that you said that inspires me is that you talked about doing a radio show with your son, and that is good because, you know, he'll talk to his friends, who will talk to their friends, and the more the youth, I would love to see somebody start up a youth Knights of the Round Table, you know? I would love to see 18 and under, you know, doing a show talking about the world from the teenager's point of view, you know, and finding solutions that they can discuss together, you know, because they're going to be the future leaders. And if they are inspired by what you do and what we all do here on the Knights of the Round Table, and they carry that on into the future, a youth Knights of the Round Table would be the greatest honor to the Knights of the Round Table that ever existed. You know, I would be their greatest fan because I want to hear what they have to say. I want to hear what their worries are, and I want to help them with the solutions.
Should we call them pages?
Well, that would be fine.
Two or three good pages. Well, you're probably going to hear from my son because after he did that little stint with me this week, he got on the chat with me and messaged me afterwards that was the most fun, and he's had in a long time. It offered him an opportunity to actually start speaking to somebody that might listen to what he has to say, and now he wants to start doing regular appearances with me. So, or even he's been offered opportunities. Buddy offered him a spot on the radio, and a few other people offered him opportunity to get on.
Well, that would be great.
Yeah, but you know what an issue is? You know what? Buddy, I've been talking for 3 years about this stuff. And you know what it is, folks? You got to talk to him every day. If you think it's running off your back, well, let it go. But talk to him again. And talk to him and show him love to your children. Back and really, really look at what's happening in our world and ask yourself what kind of future is coming for him. And what can you do? And boy, when you start talking to him, you talk to him, finally, he went and looked at some information I showed him. And he came back to me the next morning and said, wow, Dad, you know, I can't believe that. And he's looking at now, I'm getting the same response, ripping to his eyes. Now he's talking with his friends about it. Instead of playing games, he wants to talk to him about stuff. Well, maybe he'll inspire a few more to wake up. We have to wake up the youth, man.
Amen, brother.
We have to reach out to protection because they're the ones that are going to be dealing with the pile of proof that we've got them.
Well, you know what? Here's another plus about I would love to see your son be a host on any one of these networks and have, because it's easier for one of the youth to talk to one of the youth, you know, one of the teenagers to talk to one of the teenagers because they can relate, you know, whereas, you know, us being the fathers and the mothers out here, you know, we love our children, but we're not walking in their shoes. We don't see the world as they see it. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Exactly. And the same both of us, as being as elder people, we have seen the changes, and all we can do is highlight things that have drastically changed in their society, things they can relate to. And that is a ground approach to a child. I mean, a lot of times they don't listen to what you're saying. They think you're crazy. But a lot of it does again, and they're not stupid. They can see what's going on in this world. They don't have to go far on the internet to find out what you're telling them is true. And that's exactly what he did. He started looking at information, and he's going, wow, you know, this is just absolutely astounding. Like one of his biggest pet peeves is nuclear power. And that's something that absolutely drives him crazy now. He's done the research to look at what's going on, and none of it makes any sense. Of course, it's absolute insanity, but that's a subject we could talk about for days, but we won't get into that one today. But that's one of his pet peeves. But what it's done to him is led him to looking at anything. And he's going, wow, you know, that's a doesn't make any sense. And it's like, it's like me when I was hitting that 3 years ago, 4 years ago, he's waking up. So I just praise God for him through my ears.
Yeah.
Muddy
said some words of wisdom that he heard somewhere one time about out of the mouth of babes come words of wisdom. And if you listen to the children, you know, then you might be surprised with how intelligent they really are. And so with that said, I would just be overwhelmed with joy to have some youth host on the show, or pages, or however you guys can set this up anytime you want, or whatever, you know. We could all get together and have a meeting off air and get this all set up and situated that way that they can have their voice. And knowing that they have a voice is going to be the key to giving them the power to find and share the knowledge, just as we as adults have done for each other for all this time.
Absolutely. And there has never been a more important time in history, I believe, for us to do that, Shazoo. If you attack the youth and the youth of a nation, you destroy the moral fiber and you destroy the youth of a nation. You indoctrinate them the way our youth are being indoctrinated and attacked. You will destroy the nation. And that's what we see is happening today in the world all around us.
Yep.
Knowledge is so important to share with the children. You know, the first time I talked to him, she knew about this stuff. He says, you know, the biggest thing about this, Dad, it just scares the living crap out of me. It just shocks me right to the core.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what, Michael? I said, well, for myself, I don't feel anymore because of a relationship I have with Jesus Christ. Outside of that, my knowledge that I have gained here in the last 2 or 3 years by going down the rabbit hole has set that fear aside. And, you know, maybe that sounds hard to understand, but it will happen to you. I don't fear these people in any way at all. It's I don't know if I explain that. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say about that.
Well, the man that we know as Jesus Christ, he told all his disciples that all those miracles that he did, you too can do if you believe. And he empowered the people of the world to go out and lead and testify to the glory of God. You know, that's the way I see the book. And so what tells me from
in your religion, as we allow other people to do the same.
Yeah, what tells me from Genesis all the way to Revelations, the beginning of the end, I'm just like you. I'm not in fear of these guys. I'm trying to point out to everybody out there that you were empowered from day one to create this world the way that you wanted to create it. You have the free will to choose whether to do good and evil, good or evil, all along. You have the choice whether or not to get up in the morning and be a terrible person or a wonderful person. You have the choice whether to raise your children to be racist or to raise them to not be racist. And whatever you put out there, the seeds that you sow today will be the fruits that the children of the future will have to bear.
Exactly.
Man.
Yeah, my favorite part of that show is when Charles O'Kelly effect sat there and asked him what does he believe? And he backed off for a second. Let me think of how to word it. And I was saying, oh my goodness. And he didn't quite have it. And so he picked on him just a little bit more, and I think he did right. And Mike and Prince come in there. And he gave one of the best doggone answers I've heard in a long time, and I was so amazed I forgot every word of it.
Well, I'm going to say, buddy, I'm praise his awakening, because that boy is intelligent. Like, his mind just absolutely astounds me. And one of the things that he's really starting, he had a conversation with Larry Lipstick the other night, a one-on-one for about 45 minutes. And, you know, his mind just grabs things and comprehends it so fast. After that conversation, he's going, wow, Dad, this is, you know, he wants to start, he's opening his eyes and he's looking in all different directions right now, because he realized the stuff that I've been telling him about this planet and our environment, our Earth, is true. And what he's got right now is a one-year-old and two-year-old child. And he says, it shakes me to the core. I see what's coming, Dad. I'm going to get involved. And I'm going to do what I can do to be involved. So that was such an inspiration to me this week, guys, but that, praise God.
Amen, brother. I'm honored, humbled, overwhelmed, overjoyed. There's just so many words, just really not enough to express the gratitude and the thankfulness that I have for even being able to be part of the Knights of the Round Table and to have all these individuals come from all different points of the globe to do the same thing that I wanted to do, to say the same things that I wanted to say to the world, to have a voice, to be heard. And I want to pass that on to the younger generation of the world so that they know that they too are empowered. They too are powerful beings, individuals that have a choice in this world and can make a difference if they choose to do so. For somebody, for a teenager to know that you really care about what they have to say, that's a big deal. That is a real big deal. They look up to us as fathers and mothers. And for us to disregard their worries and their beliefs without giving them explanation of, you know, hey, I see that you're worried about this, but this is the way that the information that I got, and this is the way that it is, you know, and you show them, but you don't disregard them. You see what I'm saying?
Right. No more than you can disregard your friends.
That's right.
Billy Hayes, who we had on the show here about a week ago, he said 16 million bees being used in experiments at Eglin Air Force Base, Florida, separating bee pheromones from stingers and queen bee pheromones to swarm bees and make them attack. I dropped the link down there in the chat box, the chat tango box here on Knights of the Round Table.
Well, one thing that we can say that's not a good idea, because as you start tampering around with nature, nature's going to bite you back. And so those same guys that are tampering around with the bees trying to get them mad might be the same guys and gals who stumble onto the hornet's nest, if you know what I'm saying. You know, what you reap, what you reap one day you're going to sow. I'm telling you, these global elite of the world, they've got something worse than the most horrid death coming to them when it's all said and done for their deeds in this world. And, you know, it's sad. I wouldn't wish anything terrible to happen to any individual, but you got to know that if you stick your hand in the fire the first time and it burns, if you stick it in the second time, chances are it's going to burn. The third time, it's going to burn. And if you, like you guys were saying earlier, if you ignore history and you allow history to repeat itself, there's going to be wars continuously, perpetually. There's going to be fear. The terrorist behind every bush, the boogeyman in your closet, the monster under your bed. That's not the way you need to be living your life. You need to be out there experiencing nature, to work hand in hand with nature, to clean up your own environments, to start working this world back to what it's supposed to be. I said this one time on one of the shows, that if you could think about this just for a second, there's these jewels out there they call rare, semi-precious jewels, semi-precious stones, that polish rocks. People take them, put them in tumblers, and they polish this rock up until it's a beautiful color of red or blue or green or whatever. Could you imagine what this world looked like when it was so pristine that none of the rocks were even so much as dusty? They were just brand new right off the shelf, you know? Could you imagine how beautiful this world has been when it was first created? And then you look down through time and you start looking at, like, go downtown and you remember when you were young, these buildings were all beautiful. They were painted up. It was a really nice neighborhood. And then you come back years later and it's all deteriorated and dilapidated and the people are hating on each other and all this kind of stuff. It shows a decline. It shows that the further you get away from nature, the further you get away from God, the worse things become. And you don't have to believe in God to understand that if you neglect something, it's going to go bad. Whatever you don't use, nature's going to take back. If you don't mow your lawn, a couple months, you're going to be standing in the jungle. And if we don't take care of the problems and address them head on with the solutions that we have at hand, this world is going to be a jungle. I don't want your children living in a jungle unless they so choose to do so themselves. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I believe she believes that we've laid down potential on this planet to lay down all life on this planet. And if I was going to say anything to the younger generation on this planet, that there is things on this planet that can end all life, and those entities have to be disposed of, i.e., of course, nuclear, chemical weapons, no problem. I believe that to be the biggest threat to the human, to the existence of life on this planet in the future.
Yeah, and I agree with you, brother. One of the unfortunate circumstances about nuclear weapons and guns and all that, I would love to see a world with no weapons, and I would love to see a perfect world. But the thing we have to remember is, you don't throw your spare tire off to the side of the road until you reach the other end of your journey. And so with that said, as terrible as it sounds, there are... I can't even find the words to say it. There are... The ends does not justify the means, but at the same time, the lesser of two evils is the only choice we have at this moment until everybody starts to realize their true potential as a human being, using love and showing generosity and common sense to their fellow man. Until we make this the mainstay of the average Joe, I'm treating my family the way that you're treating your family. We're raising our kids to be respectful to others' differences and so on and so forth. Until we reach that first step, you know, we can't just chuck the spare tire off to the side of the road, unfortunately, because the bad guy wins out whenever you have no power to back it up. It's a sad state of affairs. But we can make it there. I believe in the dream, the ultimate dream, that we can literally create a heaven on earth, a utopia, so to speak. And in the Bible, it talks about the last days. There'll be wars and rumors of wars, plagues and famines and pestilence and all these terrible things that would have to come to pass before it was all said and done. But it also talks about that no man would know the time or day, that he would come like a thief in the night. Could you imagine what the Father would do if he showed up and the house was clean and everyone was getting along and things were going just wonderful? Could you imagine? So, the potential is there. Will it happen? The book says something slightly different than that. But the potential is there. It has been all along. We've had the choice whether to kill each other or whether to love each other, whether to be the caretakers of the earth or whether to destroy the earth. We've had that choice. And we still have that choice. The fat lady hasn't sung. The game isn't over. We still have an opportunity. And this, even if it's just words coming out of our mouth, the power of the spoken word, it is a tool towards making that step forward to making this world what it could be. Anybody disagree with that?
Nope.
I just, man, I feel so passionate about the whole deal because I know what God said in Genesis. I know what I believe.
It feels good to get it out, don't it?
Yeah, it does. And I'm sure that everyone out there has something profound that needs to be said. So if you got something profound that needs to be said, you need to get up on the radio and say it. Get out there on Facebook. Get in the chat room and say it. You know, it ain't going to do no good going in and cussing somebody out, telling them how stupid they are. If you want to get your point across, the best way to get your point across is a loving, respectful manner in which you tell them where they're wrong in a respectful way. See, the thing that people miss is that because somebody might be misguided, and you go in there and you tell them how stupid they are, first off, they're going to defend their point of view, and they're going to be offended because you called them stupid. They're going to retaliate, you know. And eventually, what have you gained? Absolutely nothing at all. All you did was perpetuate it and make things worse. Am I wrong?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll talk to them about it. And that one, for me, it works.
Well, I think that what we're doing here is a whole lot more important than what we really believe. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe that everything from what Muddy's wife said to what Muddy said to what Justin said to what Barry said and Raymond and all the folks that comes on these radio shows have said, I believe that we were here at this point in time to say exactly what it is that we're saying to steer in the right direction, either for the largest heads up in the history of time, or to literally grab a hold of that wheel of that ship and steer it away from the iceberg, to pull all of the people that we can away from the cliff that is leading to the abyss that ends all of humanity once and for all. I believe that we were here, put here for that purpose.
We all have much purpose. We were created to praise. Praise was basically in music. That's why we excel in music.
Amen, brother. That's why I keep saying, if you can sing like an angel, if you can sing like an angel, now's the time to stand up and do so.
I sing more like an angel, but I sing. And when I sing from the heart. They say you can sit there and program all these MIDI things, and you can tell if it's MIDI or if it's something that somebody is playing. It works. True music comes from the soul and the heart. And they say when you're singing, or if you're praised, the same parts of the mind, and it's most of the percent of the just lights up. It's what we were created for.
Yeah, and if you can't sing, if you can't sing, poetry can be just as beautiful as a song.
And the sound that that kid makes in the other room is pure gold to me. You know, I looked at a little black girl at the time, and she had all these little, she couldn't have been a year old, but she had all these pigtails coming out. And she smiled so big. She smiled and music came from her, as far as I was concerned. I saw her, and she was such a beautiful person. To me, that's music as well.
Yep.
You spread a love, you spread a smile, you see somebody without a smile, give them one of yours, it doesn't cost you anything.
I want you to understand, if you have not heard it throughout saying, you're missing something, because the man's voice alone is music. He doesn't need accompaniment. One of the few men I've ever known, when he sings, his voice is music. The man is a genius.
Hey, blind mice.
Sorry, Pat.
Barry, what were you trying to say?
It's kind of amazing how a lot of times when we talk, we all bring each other to the speechless point where we have like radio silence and our brain just stops.
We should lose that thought in our mind. If you guys are talking about something else, thinking about what you're talking about, you know. It was a 10,000 pop through my burn and then about our own situation would be an understatement. My buddy, the most inspiring time I do is I got up around morning and I was a little bit of a morning and I see the whole thing and I sit up there and I sit in prayer for 10 minutes of my day and I ask my Lord Jesus to guide me and to help me share marriage with my fellow man because times are getting very short to live and I don't say that lightly. I'm not being so sure. I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow. I'm not going to say it's going to happen in a year. But I believe that time, as we know it right now, is going to change very radically in your future. And I just spend my time trying to wake people up, buddy.
I agree. And you know that Jesus said the faith of a mustard seed can move mountains. Now imagine how many mountains or how many mustard seeds could be moved by that mountain.
The power of prayer, gentlemen.
Yep. So, man.
I wish one thing all the time, that I am well used. hope everybody here is well used from now to the day you die. Because you'll only be doing the things that you want to for others. That is being well used. I look and seek for the opportunity to be well used every day for the good.
The true treasure, you know, you can work your entire life and you can have the nicest house and the nicest car and the nicest boat and keep up with the Joneses and have the best of the best. But at the end of the day, you can't take none of that. You can't take none of that with you. The true treasure of life is your family, your friends, your love for your fellow human and this earth itself. You know? That's the true treasure.
I know we look at time and we look at the clock and it's got 12 increments and you go all the way around. I'm not getting into numerology or anything. But when it gets up there to 1 minute away, you know, you do a countdown, you say 5 minutes, 4 minutes, 3 minutes, then you go to 1 minute, then you start counting seconds. Might be in, some people think we're 5 minutes from the end. I think we're a little closer than that. I think we're in the last minute. It's time to stop watching that minute hand and start looking at the second hand. And as you know, a man that knows he's dying is going to do more or try to do more in those last few days.
Barry said that he doesn't know when it's going to happen. Could be today, tomorrow, next year, 10 years down the line, or maybe even never. But that's the thing that I keep talking about, how in Revelations it talks about how no man...
Thief in the night.
Yeah, like a thief in the night. And so with that said, until it happens, we have options. We have choices to make. We can decide whether or not we want to just lay down and wait for the doomsday to occur, or we want to get out there and fix this all before it ever even falls to its base. So,
right.
Like I said...
I took robotics and all that. I wasn't well used. And I know when it comes down to the last, you got to figure out the first day of the rest of your life.
Yep.
Pick an area that you'd like to be well used and be well used. You don't have to wait for somebody to knock on your door. Be well used.
Well, one
spread
good
love.
One good step of that is as a father or as a mother to you know, do the best you can for your children. And as a father, I'm saying, if I come home and my kids got the house in order, I got some happiness in my heart, you know. And I honestly believe that I don't look at the Bible as if it was written completely in stone, as if this has to happen, because I go all the way back to Genesis and I hear what was said, and the relationship between us and our Creator, and that we have free will to do with what we've been given. And so with that said, and knowing that no man would know the time or day of the end of the world, until that point, we still have time, and our time is now. If you can sing like an angel, you stand up and you do so, you make this world a better place. It's as simple as I can say it. Whew, we're getting down to the wire, guys.
As far as the people that I'm thinking, the nation may be headed for doom. My sheep hear my voice.
You know, she's doing that
call.
I believe that you said something very, very profound. As far as I'm concerned, the most valuable thing said on the radio show today, and that is, it's the only thing that's going to change. If people, individual, start themselves, they've got to stand up and do something. And this, Melissa off the air, said the most profound thing, second to yours, and but yet in conjunction. And that is, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything.
Yep, I agree.
So,
the whole
thing wrapped up in a nutshell, you've got to stand up. You've got to take part. It's got to start with you.
Live life in love and lead by example. Live life in love and lead by example. Look at the acronym to life. Love is forever.
Exactly.
So with that said, we're down to the last 7 minutes of the show, and this is the time to go around and give you all your opportunity to say your last piece there to the world before the next night's of the round table. So who wants to go first? Anybody? Don't everybody jump to the mic at once. I don't want nobody to chip a tooth.
I just said my piece a minute ago.
Well, that was really good. That was Raymond. He said his piece. That's where he stands. Who's next?
You went first is last, so I'm going to be last so I can wind up first. Y'all first. I run my mouth enough.
Well, we haven't heard anything from Melissa. Are you still up there, Melissa?
Yeah, I'm still here. The only thing I have to say is if you don't know the answer to a question, ask. There's enough people out here that has the same belief. Stand up, ask a question, find out, look for answers, and you can't go wrong if you're looking for the right person to guide you, and don't be afraid because every voice needs to be heard regardless.
And how? The first step to getting off the couch is to stand up, people. Stand up. You can't get to the window to shout, hell no, I ain't going to take it no more until you take that first step. Stand up.
Yeah, the longest journey starts with a single step, but you got to get off your butt in order to take it.
Yep.
Get the potato off the couch and put it in the pot, put some heat to it.
Unless you got one of those nifty scooters that you can, like, juice up electrified and have that thing doing 200 and some odd miles an hour through Walmart.
I'm working on it.
All right, who else do we got? Barry?
Yeah, the only thing I could say earlier in the show is that I might get a chance to ask people to come on it and do a little research. And I was left the opportunity to open up every conversation or to talk about something, I'll jump in. And if I challenge people to spend a little time on the internet and look at some of this information and come back to me. And the people that I have done that, everybody in the community that have gone to look, their eyes are open. There's quite a few people in the community now that are opening their eyes right and what's going on. And also, like I said, start to go after you if you can help. You'll get it. Open his eyes to what's going on, and you've had a good day. If I can reach one person a day, that's a great day, my love, buddy. Thanks for having me on and let me share my thoughts.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure talking to you, Shagun.
You too, and brother.
Everybody else.
What about you, Justin?
Yeah, go ahead.
Justin, you still there?
Okay. Hi, Terry.
All right.
If you don't know what to pray, this is pretty much the prayer I used to say every day and sometimes still do. I pray that I know an electron carries more information than any hard drive in the on the world. And there's another on the opposite side of the earth that has the same thing. We are to make witty inventions. I pray that God give me an electron to help me guide me through my day. I pray to be well used. And he says to pray for your leaders. And in the to pray for your leaders, you got to say, well, gosh, yeah, it's not the person that you're hating, it's who's inside and the deed. I pray that they wake up and know. And I also pray that the enemies, mine enemies, that anything that they try will completely backfire on them. Other than that, to be well used.
Well, brothers and sisters of the world, you've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table, and that pretty much wraps up today, and the podcast will be up right shortly. I'm just saying, if you have friends and family out there that need a good word of inspiration and know that they're not alone in this world, send them some of these podcasts. Send them links. Bring them here just to let them hear what other people in this world are saying. Hand the microphone to the youth of the world and let them be heard. Let them tell you their view of what the world's going on and help them with the solutions. Help your leaders with solutions by your own actions. Show, live, love, and lead by example. And so with that said, peace and love to everyone in the world. You've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. Thank you to all the Honorable Knights and the Honorary Knights of the Round Table, and hopefully soon Pages and new youth hosts, or just keep the ball rolling. Peace and love, everybody.
Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you ma'am.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how do you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here! Oh! How do you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I am your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds, distributing swords, is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance where we're able. We'll routine to call the scenes, to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are for mid-table. So many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're rock and mad in Camelot, we sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the Pramalot.
Well, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.